Mr. President, above the dais where you sit, our nation's motto, E Pluribus Unum, is chiseled in the marble. That is more than a motto. It is, I think, one of America's greatest ideals. But it is an ideal that we are constantly in an effort to realize as fully as is humanly possible. But our nation's made great progress on becoming one, and becoming one begins at the ballot box. Our nation began at a time when even the institution of human slavery was tolerated, tragically, for nearly 70 years, leading then to a horrendous civil war that claimed the lives of nearly a million Americans, trying to fully realize what that motto means. The institution of slavery was ended, thankfully, too late, but ended nevertheless. And in the bitter years that followed that, the years of Reconstruction, and all the heartache that flowed from the Civil War, there was a period of time in part of our country where African Americans were denied access to the ballot box and were disenfranchised by that. But it isn't just one region of the country where we have to constantly be vigilant about race relations. It is a challenge all over America, and the challenge begins in every heart and in every home. But it is a fact that the Jim Crow laws were specifically designed to intimidate the African American community from voting, and thankfully, with the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965, under the signature of President Lyndon Johnson, that the constitutional promise was fully realized, and now we have an opportunity to extend it. The Voting Rights Act is already a statute, but certain of its provisions will expire if we do not do this, and we have that privilege to do today. Mr. President, the 15th Amendment of the Constitution says, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude." The 19th Amendment was adopted later in 1920 that extended that right to women. But as I said, not until the Voting Rights Act were all the subtle and insidious barriers dropped around the country that prevented African Americans from exercising their franchise. Lyndon Johnson said when he signed this act that he did so that the full blessings of American life can be fully realized. Well, the full blessings of American life begin at the ballot box. Tragically, not all Americans exercise their right to vote, but those who want to should be able to have access, that their vote be cast and counted, and that it be done so without intimidation or without fear. So, Mr. President, I am rise to fully support this. My mother used to always say, treat others as they would like to be treated. It's another way of saying treat others the way you would like to be treated. I have heard from many of our African American citizens who have urged my vote for this, and I proudly and with pleasure do so today. I suspect we will vote on this later. I believe the law is a teacher. The Voting Rights Act has taught Americans all over the continent that this is a central right, and therefore I believe we are doing the right thing in reauthorizing these provisions that otherwise would expire.